back. The last half hour of the October 1st edition of Rosie on the House. I hope you've enjoyed your morning with us. We have a couple calls lined up, and we'll get to those in a minute. We just thought we'd spend a few minutes more talking about this crazy Earthship
concept.
It's not really crazy, though. And I want to tell you, if you are missing our articles, just go right to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and you'll see a blog right there. You click on that blog, and we still have our weekly article right there. You can also sign up for the newsletter at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and that'll come to your email every single week. And also on Facebook, I post that every single week, so you can just click on your little article there, so you can always track what we're going to be talking about.
The newsletter that went out this week specifically addressed this Earthship concept as well as water treatment.
And there's a couple of pictures on there
of where we stayed.
Of the actual, there's one of a really fancy one, and then there's the one that we stayed in.
The mission statement.
So,
and we do have callers I want to get to, but let's just cover two of these
here. Okay. I just want to kind of finish the heading of the mission statement. It says, to make small, believable steps towards slowing down and ultimately reversing the negative impact of human development as it relates to the Earth's ability to continue to support us, and to present these steps in a way that affords easy understanding and inspires people to act. So I like that. They're not in your face. They're trying to say, hey, look, this is some ideas you can think about. And we talked a little bit about cooling a few minutes ago, and it's a little bit difficult on the desert floor. But how about their next point in their statement?
Well, let me address that one here real quick. It talks about reducing the imprint. I don't think anybody trying to make humans feel guilty about being a human. We're consumers, but we're also incredibly intelligent and inventive creatures. I don't think it's a sin to be a human being, and I don't think it's a sin to consume. And some of these philosophies can get a little bit out to the outside edge of my comfort level. We were told we'd be running out of oil by a certain amount of time. You know, now America, through the ingenuity of Americans, is now the largest reservoir of oil. And say what you will about coal, I don't believe it's the demon fossil fuel that a lot of people try and create it to be. I think it does a lot of we certainly would not have made it through the Industrial Revolution and the amount of creativity that we have to this date without the fossil fuels. So as we're talking about this concept, I don't want our listeners or our fans to think we've gone off the deep end. But there are certain points that are really worth considering. What was the next one you were getting ready to go to?
The next one is to collect their own power from the sun and wind.
And what could be more liberating than that? And there's a whole political argument as to whether or not solar is, in fact, now really economically feasible without all the subsidies. Hey, it's a whole lot more economically feasible than it was 20 years ago, and with the subsidies and the incentives and the ingenuity of ongoing creativity in the industry, it's going to become a bigger and bigger player all the time.
Okay.
I love the independence it gives you.
There too. So let's do one more, and then we'll go to our caller. Harvest their own water from rain and snow melt.
Can't beat that. I mean, the Phoenix area in particular can be hard to harvest enough to do much with, but every gallon harvested is a gallon reused. There's a lot of rain harvesting that goes on outside of Maricopa County. And just one typical example of what we're doing at our house, we're collecting the air conditioning condensation, and basically for 6 months out of the year, it provides the dogs with all the fresh water they need. All of that condensation is captured, re-diverted, and directed into the water pond in the dog's kennel. And not only do they like it because it's basically distilled water, but it's also cold. Kind of cools them off.
It beats the heck out of the mud puddle we had in the backyard there for a while.
It sure does. It sure does. So that's just one example of thinking through. In a true Earthship situation, I think they actually expect you to reuse the water four different times. You collect it, you purify it, you separate it as to what's going to go into your water treatment system, because the water treatment system does require a certain amount of fresh water to it. Then it splits and it divides into a water consumption period. And then they're actually taking that and they're establishing a gray water system that is the shower and the dishwasher and stuff. And that water is now being reused to water the plants that are growing inside the house that you'll be eating. And I mean, it's rethinking how we're consuming resources, not because I'm particularly fearful of running out of resources anytime in the foreseeable future, but I just like the efficiency of it. I like the creativity of it.
Well, I think it's good stewardship as well. Somebody asked on text if we're playing ping pong, because we kind of backtracked on that. But I think it's just being sound-minded and going along with this mission statement of taking the things that are believable and applicable and using them. Hey, you want to go to Vance?
Let's do it. We got some callers. Let's take them.
Actually, I think it's Greg. Greg has a bathtub question.
Okay, let's get in the bathtub with Greg.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm replacing a bathtub. It's porcelain on steel that was damaged with some tile work. And we've got some really nice custom tile work surrounding it, so we want to put in another one now. And I'm thinking, what are your thoughts about cast iron versus another porcelain on steel versus maybe a good acrylic tub? And I'm just kind of new to the subject, haven't replaced a tub ever, and this is kind of an option, and we just want to make sure that it's something that'll last and look good, since there is custom tile work and don't want to have to, you know, do it again and damage any work that's there.
Are you trying to replace the tub without damaging the tile work?
Oh, no. It's going to be the person who did the tile work. They're going to have to remove some tile to get the new one in.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, when we do put a new one in, we want something that, you know, it's going to last, so that in the future, you know, don't have to worry about, you know, something rusting out or maybe just not lasting. So kind of get your thoughts on what's going on in the tub world.
Well, the cast iron porcelain covered tubs have certainly served all of society very well over the last nearly 100 years. But should the porcelain chip and crack, you are exposed to cast iron, which will rust, and that's the number one downside to a cast iron tub. You also have a vitreous china. There are also many other solid surface. Think like Corian and Silestone, complete artificially created structures and materials that we can build the bathtub out of. You can also do acrylic, which lasts very long, tends to be pretty comfortable, and also retains the heat of the hot water if you like taking baths a lot better than a lot of these other materials. So there's even a bathtub now that's got a cushion in it. It's a soft tub. You actually, it's like you're not ever pressing against any hard surface at all. It's a foam cushioned bathtub that fills up with water. So, boy, the choices are limitless. The vitreous china, I think, probably you could expect to last the longest without any ill side effects. Does that help?
It does. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help on that.
Okay, man. Good luck on the bathroom remodel. We appreciate your call. Did you have another one lined up there? Another caller?
No, I don't.
That's, okay. All right.
I was looking back to the Earthship points here. I want to tell you, too, you know you can get an app for this stuff? It's called the Simple Survival Earthship app.
Okay.
And it used to be you'd have to pay maybe $1,000 for the plans for these Earthships, and now you can get them. They're downloadable right on the site. They have about 10, 12 different little segments, little things you click on. One's, you know, just all the different things, the concrete, the insulation, all the different components. So anyways, I think it was $2 or something. So that was a great deal.
Well, they use recyclable materials to build these things, which is also another intriguing thing to me, because it is, again, reusing all of the things that we're currently disposing and filling in landfills and stuff. And landfill management is going to be an ever-growing concern for society. We're doing a lot of things to solve that. We're creating new ways to create the landfills. We're incinerating. There's actually an incineration plant in far west Phoenix that actually incinerates the material to the point where it's actually going to be generating electricity. So we're burning at a level hot enough to create steam that then powers a generating plant. So that it's another just very creative way of solving the dilemma that so many people are going to say going to be the end of humankind on Earth. I just don't see it that way. But I do love the efficiencies that come out in this plan. What?
Now they even have...
It's a house built of used tires, basic is what Earthship is.
Now, you made the comment, you wondered if, you know, is that carcinogenic? But it's all covered with, like, a plaster. That was plaster on those walls, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So it can it leach through there? I don't know.
I don't know. You take old tires and you pack them with a double jack hammer, a 12 to 18 pound double jack hammer. So it's a lot of work. And you stack these tires one on top of each other, pouring more dirt and packing it, more dirt and packing it. There's no foundation that supports the house. It's just floating there, independent of any foundation system. You can get engineered drawings for areas that require a building permit. A lot of times they're building these in under the 250 square foot that many counties require permit. So they're building them small enough that they don't have to deal with any kind of inspections at all. But you got the tires. They use a lot of aluminum cans.
Stuffing in the cracks and filling it in, right?
A lot of glass, soda pop and wine bottles and water bottles.
And those are kind of exposed, though, almost like a glass block.
Exactly. They're like little pearl-lit walls all across the side of the house.
Kind of pretty. And then all across the front is, well, you have to orient it just so towards the sun so that it hits a certain, I mean, it's very technical about how this house has to be oriented. And then so the whole front south of the house is an atrium.
A giant greenhouse.
A greenhouse, and so you'd have all, you'd be able to grow your food in there, and you know that makes you sustainable as well. So just all kinds of cool things. The one thing you said you might not want to do though is contain and treat their own sewage on site. What does that mean? What do they have in there?
Draw the line on that right now. I don't know. There's a queasy element to that in my world. So I would probably, like I say, continue buying male's mix or. So you're box fertilizer for my atrium.
You're saying they use sewage for their fertilizer?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. They're introducing the sewage water into a composting system that's intermingled and aerated with your other compost to create an odor-free fertilizer.
How do you know it's safe?
I'm not interested in putting that on my iceberg lettuce. I don't know how much salad dressing you would need to put on that salad, but I'm not doing it.
Well, I don't know how you tell your guest.
So I'm going to draw the line there.
I don't know how you tell your guest, hey, guess how we grew this. We do have a question.
Maybe that's why hermits do good in these.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul's online. We'll catch him when we come back from this next break, huh?
We're going to take a quick break and be right back here talking Earthships at Roseanne House, as well as any question you might have.